Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
In this week's podcast, we're talking about all things niacinamide, what it does, how you should be using it, whether you should be buying The Ordinary's new 100% niacinamide powder, and the recent controversy with Lab Muffin. Enjoy!
This is Skincare with Friends.
Hi, welcome to Skincare with Friends with with niacinamide pattern.
Oh, and natural moisturising factors.
That's the only
cool thing that comes out of my name.
Natural moisturizing.
Do you know, I've used pretty much all of Hayden's natural moisturizing factors. I've been doing it on the sly, and he's like, excuse me, where's all my product? You know, now I know he's serious about skincare because he uses words like product. All right. Oh gosh, I just don't know. I think I might have, I don't know. I'm so sorry. I'll order some more for you now. Totally lying. It's been going all over my parched face.
What a funny marital problem to have.
It is a funny marital problem, lying about using each other's products. But at least it's not, he's not using Olay. He's putting good stuff on his skin. And I got to say,
he
is reaping the rewards, let me tell you.
Does he look fine?
He looks fine. And also, I got sent by Freya and Bailey a beautiful skin brush. A facial skin brush with bristles that are soft as a cloud. I can't even explain to you how amazingly soft these bristles are. They're just beautiful.
That makes me feel better about the idea. Oh yeah, you showed me the picture. It was really, really tiny and cute.
It's tiny. It was tiny and cute. And but that's the one with like the black bristles that are really tightly compacted. And I had a bit of an accident. I was drunk one night and I was like cleaning my face with it, and I clawed my nose and I clawed the skin off my nose with my nail because I was just getting so into it. But I nothing to do with the brush. I just had too much to drink and I was just really getting into
it. You got so into cleaning your face, you ripped the skin
off it. Yeah, but this is a month ago now and I've still got a red scar on my nose. Yeah, it's really bad.
Hell.
So anyway, also
don't drink a brush.
I know, don't do it, you guys. And and then I also caught Hayden using it on his, which is my fault. I'd encouraged it, but using it on his nose, and he's got blackheads. So I went and bought another face brush again from Freya and Bailey, but this one has a handle.
Like they got a good one. Okay.
They got two good ones. So one of them is just like you actually hold the back of the brush, and that you can claw yourself with if you are a woman with talons. So I would get the one with the handle, and the brush bristles are even softer, and it is so it's gorgeous. It's really, if you are a bit worried about using, because I personally don't really like the thought of using electronic cleaning devices on my face. I just
one of those Clarisonics. It just feels like you're going to get a friction burn if you're
friction
not
burn
careful.
And I've seen people demoing them and they just don't look gentle. You can see the skin just being pummeled. And I have to say, if you want to use like a nice manual one, the Freya and Bailey one, I think it's £15 and it's beautiful. It's really good. So if a morning cleanse,
I just don't feel like I've got time
treat.
For that at the moment. No sort of extra stuff, no devices.
Yeah, but you are using PPE on your face, and I just think that would be so lush to, like, once you've done your first cleanse, so you've removed all of the shite, and then you go in for your second one,
I
would
just... I think my skin would just literally physically come off. It kind of is. It's coming off, like, it's raw where my visor sits on my nose now.
I was going to say, how is your PPE face? Talk us through, because I'm sure a lot of people...
It's not too bad. I've seen loads of photos of people with really bad chin acne. I've got one spot right in the midline of my chin, and just a raw bit where my visor sits on my nose. It's not too bad. But I'm probably not wearing the PPE for as long as some people, because I'm only working 2 days a week at the moment.
Yeah.
What with everything. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah,
so
that's crazy enough.
It could be a lot worse.
So even, but even for 2 days a week, that's obviously having a a knock-on effect. I just love, so I get the, you know, the just the clinical sort of easy breathe masks, if you like, and then you know, the kind of fashion fabric ones, which cute as they look, they, I just, you know, they're not exactly designed to be left on for long amounts of time, are they, particularly?
No.
And I've got spots all over my jawline. No. I've got spots down my neck.
You never get spots.
No. So I'm like, even Hayton's putting them out like, whoa, you've got a big one. But do you know what?
Are you washing them?
I don't actually think they're mask related. No. I don't wear them for long enough a day to even justify that. Do you know what I mean? I kind of don't think they're related to that.
Yeah, could be that. Okay.
I think we've had bonkersly humid weather here in Wales.
I think the heat really doesn't help, does it?
Yeah. And also I'm doing intermittent fasting as well. I've been doing it for about 2 weeks. Which is fine. I'm just
How's
having
it
my
going?
Glass. It's fine. I'm in a really bad mood.
Did you get hangry?
I was hangry, so I was doing like 17:7, so obviously 17 hours fast, 7 hours eating window, and then sort of upped it to 18:6. But I'm just really,
and that's every day.
Yes, it's every day. Oof. And actually it's not that far if you think about it. If you start your fasting window at say 8 p.m. you know, the ability not to eat really until sort of, you know, 12 or 1 p.m. depending on what your, you know, window is, it's not too
bad. That's okay.
Too
I could
bad.
Definitely do that. I can't stand breakfast.
Exactly.
The
only thing is then is like I'm now having a glass of red wine as we are recording this, so my fast cannot start
on a completely empty stomach.
No. I've been eating since.
You've eaten good.
2 p.m. Yeah.
And is there the temptation just to stuff your face full of chips?
It kind of is, but actually, well, you would think there's not enough hours in the day for you to eat a whole day's worth, but actually, I just checked yesterday, and there sure is. Seven hours, you can bloody eat 1,800 calories if you really wanted to.
Of course you can.
I did.
Yeah, so are you meant to, are you allowed to eat as much as you want during that 7 hour
no,
period?
No, it's like, don't be silly. It's like, you know, eating healthily, still exercising. I really scaled back on the exercising only because new to intermittent fasting plus the heat, and I was like, you know what, I'm just gonna do some gentle yoga. But I think that probably the spots are maybe a result of just I'm not usually massively into drinking lots of water, and now I'm drinking sort of 2.5 liters, and I just think
the toxins are coming out, do you?
No, the toxins, not the dreaded toxins. I just think when you change your diet in any way, sometimes shit happens on your face, doesn't it? I was looking at a girl who I really like, who just put a post on Instagram about the benefits of, I don't know, something, and it was some sort of diet, and then she said swipe right for the benefits, and the benefits were cancer curing and toxins, and I just thought, oh fuck, come
fuck
on
off.
Lovely as you are, that's just mad. What are you talking about?
They don't know what they're talking about, do they?
It's a bit of a shame when that happens, because I just think you know, whatever you're promoting has got loads and loads of benefits. Those two things I just said probably aren't two of them. So there we go. But yeah, sorry, long story short, that's why I've got zits, I think.
Yeah, because the change and the heat, definitely.
Heat for sure. God.
Yeah. And I'm so oily. It's unreal.
Yeah, yes, I'm completely oily. But you know what? Are you kind of upping your acids and exfoliation at times like this? What are you doing when it's like this?
Well, yesterday I posted it on my Instagram stories. I did the ordinary salicylic acid mask, because that's got, like, I thought, oh, the charcoal will just suck up all of this oily oil. And then a sheet mask out of the fridge.
Oh, yes, the Tony Moly. Nice. Nice.
Yes.
So how did it work?
A bit of extra cleansing. Oh, my God, yes. So okay. More than okay. It was perfect. And then Max, my husband, was like, Yeah.
No, what? Your husband was like, what? Sorry, carry on.
My husband was like, you look amazing. Wow. Wow, you look amazing. How do you look so amazing?
Really, you're like Tony Moly sheep mask.
It's just like, I don't know why. It's just because I'm just the way I am.
You said maybe I'm born with it. Silly.
Yeah, that's what I said.
Maybe it's unique. I was on an anti-MLM Facebook page and someone said, oh my god, they can't even be bothered to write their own taglines. So they even said, maybe I'm born with it, maybe it's unique. As if like,
oh no, they've nicked Maybelline's marketing tagline.
Who would want to be born with spider eyelashes? Like,
no, they all
honestly,
look wrong and dusty.
They all look wrong. They're all good. They all look, I've never seen eyelashes look frightened, but every time someone posts a picture of unique, I always think they're like, they're screaming to get off your face.
Yeah. Like washing that stuff off must be horrible. Yeah. It's
you really would lose expensive. Your eyelashes. You lose your eyelashes. It so costs, bad. I think, unique mascara costs more than Yves Saint Laurent. And I'm sure it does.
They're overpriced, for sure.
I do love them though.
You do like
love a Lancôme. I gotta say, I do love a Lancôme.
Yeah.
But yeah, they are super, super, super overpriced. So
there we are. There's a police going past again
to arrest a hun.
to arrest me for being too gorgeous.
Yes. Look at your. Maybe she's born with it. So tonight, and this is not at all a segue, tonight we're going to be talking about niacinamide.
Niacinamide.
Nice.
Because The Ordinary has brought out the niacinamide powder, their first new product for quite a long time. So I've been researching niacinamide. And there's a little bit of like, kind of don't agree with some of the things that Lab Muffin. Well, I do agree with them. Yeah, I do agree with what she's saying. But I'm not I don't know how I feel about her at the moment.
Oh,
I used
really?
To think she was the best.
I thought
but
you did
she's
think
sort
she
of,
was the best.
I did. I still like her, but she was saying that, you know, she thinks that fragrance is okay and everyone should stop being so uptight about it. I don't know if she should say that.
Because
you use fragrance, don't you? So
she's acne prone though, right?
Yeah.
Lab Muffin.
I just think for me, like, you know, some people can probably use fragrance and it's fine, but you don't know when you're going to become sensitive to something. You don't know if the fragrance is going to give you pigmentation on the sly. And most of the people who are asking for skincare advice have got something wrong with their skin.
Yeah.
And fragrance isn't good for, you know, irritation or acne or pigmentation.
Yeah.
So it's not good.
Yeah, we have spoken about it at length before, but I think if you are at the age where you're actively using actives, you're approaching that age where you've just started to sort of incorporate things like, you know, acid exfoliation and kind of things that would increase your skin's chances of being sensitive to certain products, I think possibly then, because, you know, I've never had an issue with fragrance. However, obviously now taking care of around my eye area and hyperpigmentation with tretinoin, I wouldn't ever put anything containing fragrance now around my eyes, just because it's just not worth it. But I would put it in other areas. So I'm not wholly anti like you are, but
I mean, I would use, you know, fragranced hand cream, you know, maybe I shouldn't, but I like smelling nice things, don't get me wrong, but I don't want a random selection of nice smelling things to be on my face.
Used a moisturizer today that I'm sorry to name drop. I'm not being given anything by Freya and Bailey for saying this, but I broke into one of their moisturizers that I bought for my mum. But because Hayden had already bollocked me for nicking his natural moisturizer, I was like, shit, I gotta break into the big guns. And it's 40 quid this moisturizer as well. It's not cheap. And I put it on my face and I've got to say it was beautiful. It's got It's got sea buckthorn in it and just a range of beautiful, really skin-soothing ingredients. But it has got Madagascan vanilla. So when I went downstairs and I was like, oh, this is so beautiful, but I can really smell it on myself. So I basically put it on my cheeks, my head, my nose and my chin and my neck. Went downstairs, my daughter was like, Mum, you smell so tasty. I was like, actually, shit, I do smell tasty.
Yeah, I smell like an ice cream.
Your mother smells like a cake, and it's not a bad thing. It's really, really lovely. So it's if you don't really have a skin, if you don't have an issue with, you know, the odd essential oil in your products, then I highly recommend that one. But yeah, not if you do. But we're getting off topic. Sorry. Lab Muffin what's her background?
She is a cosmetic chemist, I believe. Mm-hmm. So she's a chemist,
and she has a massive following.
Huge, 190,000 on Instagram.
She really knows her stuff too.
Yeah, she does. Yeah,
yeah. But she is. Anyway. I would say so. Since this niacinamide pure niacinamide powder has been launched by Deciem, I would say it's 99%. People are so for it and just so excited. And then,
do you think so?
I think once Lab Muffin said she wasn't for it, then came the backlash, and that's what happens.
Yeah, I've just noticed backlash and people not liking it.
Oh really? You know, interesting.
And I think because me and because I moderate the ordinary chat room, me and my other moderators, because we're really positive towards Deciem, obviously we're really big fans, so people assume that we're like in their pocket, that they're paying us, but they don't pay us, we're just weirdos.
Yeah, you are.
So just, you know,
stalkers.
I feel like I am generally disposed to be positive about the ordinary, but if a product is shit, I will say
SPF, like
the SPF, I don't like the hyaluronic acid. It's sticky and gross. Mm-hmm. And their 10% niacinamide is pretty sticky and minging. I wouldn't use it underneath makeup. I would like just mix it with a moisturizer or something because it is V sticky. Mm-hmm. So I'm not
they've introduced it and to be used in a way that their pure ellisorbic powder would be used. So you basically, I don't know how much they are telling you of a scoop, you know, to mix
quarter of a scoop or,
so basically to be used mixed with other serums and applied to skin as a quarter of a scoop. Quarter of a scoop is how much?
I don't know how many grams are in a whole scoop. I don't know. It doesn't say. I think that's one
of Lab Muffin's problems as well.
That's fine. And I completely agree with her. Scoop?
Yeah.
Yeah. So what? We'll get on to all of this. I've got the list of stuff that I want to go through. Do you want to hear some boring things about niacinamide? Well, not boring, but, you know, facts.
No, people want to know what it does.
Do people want to hear this? Do you want to hear this?
Yes.
Niacinamide is a B vitamin. Vitamin B3. It's a part of so niacinamide as a molecule is part of the coenzyme nicotinamide adenine dinucleotide, or NAD. And that this molecule is in loads of pathways in cells. So it's used as a sort of communication molecule. It provides energy to the cells. It keeps skin and cells in general ticking over and working properly. So it's a really, really important molecule. So that's why it's got so many different functions in the skin. It's because it's part of this really important molecule, NAD. So for the skin, it has loads and loads of cool functions. It reduces inflammation. It's an antioxidant. It increases elasticity, increases collagen levels, reduces wrinkles, reduces hyperpigmentation, reduces yellowing of the skin, reduces redness, dryness, increases the skin's production of ceramides, and supports the barrier function. So that's everything, isn't it, really?
That is an all-star, really, isn't an ingredient, isn't it, in your skincare?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yep. You know, what else could it do? That's everything.
Yeah.
It's entirely useful. I think it speeds up the turnover of skin as well. I've read that. So
okay.
I don't know if you've noticed on the ordinary chat room, but lots of people complain that it gives them spots.
Yeah.
Have you seen that? Yeah. So.
Oh, yes, all the time.
Yeah. Yeah. So, you know, it's tricky recommending it to people because they might end up with a face full of spots and you just don't know who's going to get the face full of spots, do you? So has it ever given you any problems?
No, it hasn't. But my friend who asked me to recommend her skincare routine, which I think I stuck niacinamide in it, and she was like, "I've stopped using everything that you recommended."
Oh, no.
I was like, "Well, I think it is," and I was like, "Well, it's probably the niacinamide. So either just mix it with something, or just take it out completely." She was like, "No, I've just stopped everything." So I feel like I've made backwards.
She doesn't
steps
trust
with this
you.
Person.
Yeah.
She's totally stopped trusting me. But you were saying before that it's really it. Could possibly be the strength of the ordinary niacinamide.
Niacinamide is in loads of skincare products, and nothing else seems to cause this sort of intense acne reaction.
It doesn't, no. And some people, I'm not sure if you can poo-poo that or confirm it, are saying that because the ordinary niacinamide contains zinc as well. So is it at all possible that it could be the zinc?
And this is why the powder might be quite handy, because you can just use it with pure water if you want to check that it is a reaction to niacinamide or not. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. It's great stuff though.
So who should be using niacinamide?
I think everybody should, really.
Okay.
You know, everyone who wants to try out skincare ingredients can use it, because it's generally non-irritating apart from this issue with the ordinary one. It doesn't cause sun sensitivity or redness or peeling or anything. But
that's a big one as well, actually, because all of the other sort of I was just thinking of vitamin C's, really, that do all of the above that niacinamide can do sometimes either cause sensitivity or, not a lot of people can, people have, vast issues, don't they, with vitamin C and its derivatives or anything that can do anything like what niacinamide can do for your skin.
Yeah. So, tretinoin is sort of similar, but that you get the awful peeling, and retinol, the same sort of thing. And
which
acids, the lovely, lovely peeling. I don't get any peeling now.
I get dark red for a couple of days when I've just started to reintroduce tretinoin.
Weird, isn't it?
But I kind of think I get dark red where the hyperpigmentation is. So I kind of almost don't mind it because I know it's doing its thing. And it's with 4% niacinamide, actually, my latest Dermatica prescription.
Yeah, so it's got it in there for maximum abilities.
Yeah.
Yeah. So people with dry skin, inflamed skin, aging skin, eczema, rosacea, acne, hyperpigmentation, and sallowness. So that's like yellow skin.
I'm definitely a sallow person in the wintertime.
Yeah, I feel sallow.
it's just a shitty adjective, isn't it?
It sounds like you're sort of shallow and sullen.
Yes. That's not how I want to be described ever.
No.
Oh dear.
So
okay.
As niacinamide as a chemical is water soluble, so it just dissolves in water, not oil.
Right.
Ideally it should be pH 6. And then there comes the difficulty with the whole you can't use it with vitamin C. So
yes.
You know, the Deciem tell you not to use niacinamide with pure vitamin C because it can hydrolyze and turn into niacin, aka nicotinic acid.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're using something with a pH below 4 at the same time as niacinamide, or if niacinamide is mixed with something acidic, it can split into a different molecule, and niacin can cause the face to flush red.
Okay.
So it doesn't hurt you. It's not burnt your skin. It's just turns red temporarily. Okay. And niacinamide actually has more benefits for the skin than niacin is better for the skin than niacinamide.
Okay.
As far as we're aware, there's some research to show that it is still very good for the skin. So, you know, even if you do get this flush, it's going to be temporary and it's not going to hurt you.
I think one of the biggest rumours doing the rounds, probably on the Deciem chat room, I saw this, was that using niacinamide before vitamin C, they kind of cancel each other out because one banks on an ideal pH of higher than the other. That I've seen lots of people say. That's nonsense.
Well, you know, you're putting, so niacinamide is, you know, should be around the same pH as skin. Mm-hmm. So if your niacinamide is absorbed and you know everything is skin pH, so then what's the difference? You're putting vitamin C on the pH of skin, which your skin is anyway.
Okay.
So that doesn't wash, does it really?
Not really.
Like,
okay.
You know, so really, the vitamin C's got to go on your skin.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
You were saying that it's, so what's the Kligman's test as well?
Oh yeah. So the Kligman is like the OG of skincare. So he's an old scientist. I don't know. I should find out who Kligman actually is. He's an old scientist.
He's just an old man. No, do you know what made me laugh is that obviously, when I was a student, they used to show reruns of Quincy MD. Did you ever used to watch that?
I know that.
So anyway, he was played by an actor called Jack Klugman. And so when I read your notes, I just started pissing myself laughing, thinking of Quincy trying to find...
Is it Quincy?
Quincy MD, yeah.
Is Kligman Quincy?
Klugman is Quincy. That's who I think it is. That's why I really want to know who your made up scientist is.
It's not he made up. He's really famous.
So was Quincy, though. Anyway.
Not for the same thing at all.
He solved crimes and was a pathologist. I was like, how are you doing those two things? Amazing.
And he was a whiz with the ladies.
Always
Quincy.
And then if you were a real fan of Diagnosis Murder, which was on about an hour later than that, there was
what
a crossover.
Was that?
It was Dick Van Dyke, who was a doctor solving
crimes.
Oh
yes, yeah. I remember.
Yeah, it's brilliant. But anyway, Quincy was on it once, and my mind was blown.
Wow, Natalie.
Quincy was. Should have been going to lectures, and this is what I was doing instead. Anyway,
Quincy.
Sorry, Nia. Yeah, exactly.
No, that's fine. I love it.
Okay. So
Kligman,
yes.
He has set the principles for what effective skincare is. Mm-hmm. So it's got to A, absorb into the skin. Okay. B, there's got to be a known mechanism for its effect in the skin cells. So we've got to know what it does. And C, there has to be a peer-reviewed double-blind study proving that it works. And niacinamide, I think, is the only skincare ingredient that's available over the counter that passes those three principles. So that's quite important.
That is pretty cool. Okay.
And, you know, if you want to read more about this nonsense that I'm saying.
It's not nonsense.
No, it's not at all. I'll post the references to the podcast in the Skincare with Friends chat room. So if you're interested in this, or you don't believe me, or you disagree, you want an argument, you want to pick a fight, then go to the Facebook group.
Okay. Yeah, do that.
Yeah. So the whole acids plus niacinamide debate. So yeah, I was reading about this as well. You know, is this real? Because Deciem seem quite firm upon it, don't they?
They
but
do.
I think they're just being cautious. I think it's nonsense.
Yeah, it's more about avoiding lots of people saying my skin is red, I'm never going to use your products again, rather than
because I don't. Which, you know, for most people, I'd be like, oh, my skin's gone red. That's interesting. I've got a niacinamide flush. Cool. I understand. Yeah. But for most people, that wouldn't be how you felt. You'd be upset, wouldn't you? So
yes,
yeah. So you know, the experiments that found out that niacinamide hydrolyzed into niacin at low pH, they were basically, you know, they had niacinamide mixed with an acid in a beaker and heated it up to 90 degrees Celsius and observed it over the course of hours. So it's not the same thing as just putting a niacinamide serum on and then a toner or whatever. So it's not the same thing at all. So it's unlikely to be a big problem for your skin, but there's going to be some people who are going to be sensitive to it, and you know, it might be an issue for them. Okay. Yeah, I'd be interested to know how many people have ever got a niacin flush. I wonder if many have.
I don't know. I went through a phase of just being flushed for about a month. Do you remember?
Yeah, I do. Yeah,
sort of red, angry face for ages. But I wouldn't have put it down to the niacinamide unless it has a cumulative effect and just built up and all of a sudden decided to piss itself. Exactly. So, you know, and I've been using it for sort of 3 odd years. So, yeah, it would be interesting. I think a lot of people haven't reported the flushing. They've more reported that it's the broken them out.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. And that's not the same thing.
No.
So it's normally, so the ordinary niacinamide is 10%, which is quite a lot. And all the studies are on about 4%. So 1 to 4% is normally what they're looking at. And the ordinary is sort of freakishly high percentage of niacinamide.
Right, and, okay. You know,
I haven't seen any studies that look at high percentages of niacinamide and what it does to the skin. I have no idea. Well, nobody has any idea what it does,
But then you said Paula's Choice as well has come out with a 10%.
And a 20%.
Right? Paula's Choice has a
20%, yeah.
Wow.
I don't know why, but yeah. Good.
Yeah.
Good for them.
Yeah, sure, if it works.
Yeah.
Yeah, strange. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, it seems like a lot.
It does.
Yeah. So I've got a little list of products you could try that have niacinamide that aren't the ordinary. So yeah, the Paula's Choice has got a 10 and a 20%. Inky List, that's got a 10, I think, isn't it? Have you tried that, the Inky List one?
No, because it's about 3 or 4 quid more expensive than the ordinary one. And I think...
Yeah.
I thought it was less strong, that had a lower strength than the ordinary. I'm not sure. They do tend to chuck quite a bit of coconut oil in their formulations. I'm not saying it's in that one, but the Inky List do tend to do that.
There are coconut oils in things.
Yeah. If you've got issues with, you know, that, and a lot of people do with that on their skin, then I probably wouldn't. Mm.
I think Garden of Wisdom had one as well.
If you're not just buying a targeted serum with niacinamide in, it's just in a lot of things as an ingredient, isn't it? It's in my sunscreen.
Sorave has it in various products.
Mm.
No, it doesn't. It doesn't say the percentage of the Inky List. It's not there. It's interesting, isn't it?
It is. Yeah,
it's in lots of products and lots of Asian skincare products as well.
And they love chucking love putting the word. The only thing is about that is in lots of Korean skincare, especially when it's got niacinamide in, they tend to put the word whitening.
It's a bit weird,
which
is just
put brightening and just cut out a lot of problems there. Because whitening isn't a good.
They haven't realised that it's offensive.
How can they not though? By now, I don't understand. But it still is in quite a lot of things, and I think then a lot of people are off put because they put two and two together and assume there's sort of bleaching ingredients in there, which there aren't.
Because you know, hyperpigmentation is a pain in the ass to treat, isn't it?
It is a bitch. I just would have gotten a time machine and wound back 20 years and started wearing Factor 50 when I was 20. I think it's the pill. Me the world of good.
I think it's the contraceptive pill.
Oh, for you perhaps, yeah, but yeah. I was never on the pill.
Were you not?
And that's more, no. And I think that's a lot to do with, they say melasma, isn't it, is more hormonal. But I don't know. I was never on it, but maybe for you.
Yeah. I think definitely after you've had kids, it's like, whoa, I have pigmentation now.
Yeah. I literally got it when I was 31. So before children, my friend Anne Harrod was doing my eye makeup. She was like, you've got hyperpigmentation starting. It's like, oh, that's weird. It was a brown fleck in the corner of my
eye. Maybe it's just something that happens to women over the age of 30, no matter what they do.
I think so. I honestly think you just, you go through mad cycles, you know.
Yeah.
You know, skin, not just skin. Just
give us something else to contend with, brown spots on our face.
Why the hell not? Why not? I was going to say those were sort of, so we've got obviously the ordinary is 10%. That's pretty high. I had no idea that Paula's Choice had a 20%.
I know.
That's bonkers.
Yeah.
And then the inky list, but it doesn't actually say, I'm quite surprised at the inky list that they're not transparent in saying how much.
No.
So is it a niacinamide serum purely?
Yeah, just as niacinamide, and it's got let's have a look. I'll look at the ingredients again. It's got water, niacinamide is the second ingredient. So you'd assume that it's quite a strong percentage.
It's pretty high. Yeah. Okay. So glycerin. We've talked about lab.
Yeah.
And glycerin. Right. Okay. And we've talked about lab muffin. Yeah. She's an important opinion, I think, and she's really opinionated. She's very knowledgeable.
Yeah.
But also she's influential, isn't she?
Yeah, she is. Yeah.
Really.
Yeah.
And I kind of didn't see, but I'm not on the ordinary Facebook page, obviously, as much as you are, because you're a moderator, but I hadn't seen any negative feedback really until I'd seen hers.
No.
And then I saw a lot more of it. But it's almost like, you know, when someone releases a book or a TV program and the first person to critique it badly then fuels almost.
Yeah, everyone goes, hang on a minute. Yeah, you know, I think, you know, maybe there's a bit of the Emperor's New Clothes with the Ordinary. It's like they can't do anything wrong.
Definitely.
And then when someone gives you permission to find something wrong with it, you're like, actually, that's a bit shit. Yeah.
Yes.
I think that's what happened. You know, I'm not like, you know, hopefully I'm a balanced person, but generally I'm inclined to like Deciem because their products are affordable. And they don't have fragrance or, you know, bullshit in them. They don't market it in a devious way. So there's, you know, I will tend to like everything that they do unless it's not nice and then I will not like it. But she, you know, she's got a post about making your own ascorbic acid serum that was released a while ago. And she didn't say, I don't like powder skincare in it. She just explained how to make your own ascorbic acid serum, and now she's saying that she doesn't like them, and her whole post was about basically saying how ascorbic acid homemade ascorbic acid serums are difficult to make properly and maybe dangerous, you know. She wasn't even saying that much about the niacinamide powder, really. She was more talking about the ascorbic acid one, even though she's released a guide how to make an ascorbic acid serum at home.
That is a bit
it's a bit odd, I find. Like, what, well, you didn't seem that worried about it before and now all of a sudden she didn't like it. I don't wonder what that's all about. So the reason she doesn't like it are she says the lack of formulation makes it questionable as to whether they'll work at all. And I don't know what she means by that, because it's 100% niacinamide.
It's in its pure form.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's more likely to work because there's nothing else in it. So if you mix it with water at 4%, then you'll get the results that they got in the lab when they tested it on people. So Yeah, I don't understand what she means by that. She worries that people won't mix the product with the right pH. So maybe people will inadvertently use something too acidic and the product won't be right. You know, I think if you find something from Decium, because Decium publicizes its pHs, so you can find something on Decium with a pH of 5.1 to 7, which is what it recommends, and then use that. I don't think it's that hard to
get. What products are those off the top of your head?
Hyaluronic acid.
That pH.
This hyalamide, low molecular hyaluronic acid.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah. I mixed it with amino acids. Any of the peptides. Buffet. Mm-hmm. Buffet plus copper.
Okay.
Can use that.
It plays well with the copper, not a problem.
Yeah, niacinamide and copper are fine. Ascorbyl glucoside, that's water based, I think.
All right.
Yeah. So you could use. But you can use any hydrating serum. I've been mixing it with SDSM, so that's the mist that I'm using every day. So
I'm almost out of mine.
Oh, it's so nice, isn't it?
I know. It's gorgeous.
Especially in this weather.
Yes, absolutely. Mm. And I've been using it probably far more liberally than I should do.
Yeah.
Mind you, saying that, for the amount you get, it's not as that expensive.
No, it's not that.
Considering it's a NIOD product.
Yeah.
No.
I think it's good value. It's lovely.
Me too.
Yeah.
It's lovely. Okay.
So she also worries that...
So those are her...
Yeah, this is Lab Muffins. I've just sort of summarised her post. Mm-hmm. She worries that it's not easy to get the pH right. And so, yeah, I completely agree with that. So we're asked to guess a quarter of a scoop. I mean, I don't know how you guess that. There's no sort of markings on the scoop. I don't know why they don't just make the scoop three times smaller. So that
Why not? We
can just... have one scoop and not worry. Yeah, so she's concerned that, you know, if we're using higher concentrations by accident, we don't know if they're safe. I guess that's true.
Okay.
But, you know, niacinamide isn't a particularly irritating substance, and I don't think it dissolves very well over a concentration of 20%. So it's not like you can have a 50% concentration. It just won't dissolve. Okay. So, yeah. No, I think she's been a bit inflammatory for attention, almost.
Really?
Yeah.
But then the Reddit community, some of those don't like it, albeit for different reasons.
Yeah, yeah. Reddit was quite sort of scathing about the whole niacinamide powder thing, and I kind of agree with all of this stuff, I guess. So it's overpriced. You can get niacinamide powder from like Amazon or a health food shop in powdered form. And the ordinary one, I'm not very good at maths, even though I've got an A level in maths. I can't do it. It's really hard. So it's, as far as my, like, you may well correct me, but the ordinary powder is 24 pence a gram. If you buy 100 grams on Amazon, you can get it for 9p a gram. So it's not...
Okay.
But, you know, I don't know if I want 100 grams of something. I'd rather have a small jar of 20 grams.
And they're saying the same also on Reddit as Lab Muffin is, that the no formulation bit is a bit lazy.
Yeah.
Although, you know... Do you think they were planning always to, before the pandemic hit, to release this?
I don't know.
Because it is lazy no formulation.
Yeah.
But it's a way for them to, you know, encourage and increase expenditure in this really uncertain time with something that really takes very little effort from their side.
Yeah, really, really is. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
It's nothing they have to do. They just have to scoop.
They're always formulating. I don't know.
It is weird, isn't it?
I feel that.
What are they doing?
Yes.
What is Decium doing? Because I knew before, like a while ago, nothing was coming out. I think like the mineral filters came out and then everything slowed down. And they were saying that it was because they're waiting to move into a new building. And they've moved into the new building and the new lab, but nothing's come out. Where's all the other sunscreens? It's weird.
Yeah, I mean, that way predates the pandemic as well, doesn't
way.
It?
Way, yeah, like a year. Sunscreens. Yeah.
Yeah, even more maybe. And they stopped with magnesium ascorbyl phosphate as well. They haven't told me they're out of it. They even they teased me so badly. It was really, they put some post up and I was like, hey, you guys, can you just confirm that, you know, the reason that you're out of MAP is, you know, just because of sort of pandemic related issues, or whether you're discontinued it. And they just put big hearts with saying, you know, so sorry for the long wait. .. And I just thought, you bastards, just tell me the truth.
Well, I've asked them before and they've said, no, it's coming back. It's not reformulating.
Did they really?
Yeah.
Okay. It's just they better not reformulate it.
No.
Do you know they've reformulated mermaid gel, by the way, by Cam Mackey? Apparently it's full of car, it's really casty. Yeah.
Oh, that's sad.
I know.
Yeah, there was another one, jiggered. It's a horrible word, jiggered. But it had there was a Wicked sunscreen. It was really, really cheap on Yes Style. And apparently it smells like old lady's perfume now.
Oh, no.
Like a bunch of pricks.
Why would you do those
What
things?
Are you doing? Yeah.
And it was just unscented before.
Yeah, there was, and maybe there was fragrance in it, but I couldn't really smell it. But now apparently it reeks. Mm. Yeah.
Oh, man.
I know.
That sucks.
It's annoying.
Okay, so people don't understand the market for it. That's what seems to be a big negative feedback about the niacinamide.
Yeah, like why they made this product now, you know, what do we need this for? Yeah.
Because it's cheap and it makes them a lot of money for doing relatively little, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right? I mean, how much is it?
£4.90 for 20 grams.
There we go then.
Yeah.
I mean, you know.
And people don't feel, people will, you know, people on Reddit were saying, you know, why should I be mixing things up when I'm buying skincare? I don't buy skincare so I can mix it up at home. And I guess, you know, ascorbic acid, people wouldn't mind mixing that up because it's so important to use it fresh and it goes off so easily. So that sort of makes sense. Mm-hmm. What is this all about? Yeah,
but actually, I have to say, I know you really like it, but I don't like mixing my own stuff either for those reasons that
I haven't
read it, have cited
mixed the ascorbic acid because I don't like ascorbic acid because it gives me blackheads.
No,
so I don't. I haven't
does it?
Yeah, really bad. Yeah,
it's just so bloody irritating.
It's irritating.
Really irritating.
And I start using it, and I'm like, this is fine. And then I look really closely at my skin, and all of these really black pores appear, and then it takes me the next few weeks to get rid
strange.
Of them. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Totally.
That's really odd. So you've been using it, I take it.
Yeah.
And
oh yeah, I've got a quote from somebody from Reddit that I quite liked. Do you mind if I just read it out? So
Go for it.
Inverted commas. None of their companies, Niod, etc., have introduced new products in like a year, and now this. The raw ingredient just sold directly to the public because they can't formulate something new themselves. Are we supposed to do the work for them now? I'm still waiting for that salicylic acid. 10 months and counting. Oh, everyone's pissed off. I agree.
The way you read that then just reminded me of like Points of View.
Yes. Yeah. Somebody angry. Cross and reading a letter.
Yeah, from Leicester.
Yeah.
Pissed off in Leicester.
Yeah. Elaine.
I've been waiting
from
for my
Surrey.
I always used to think there's one thing worse than people writing in to complain about a TV programme, and that's someone writing in to applaud one. I must say that Songs of Praise last Sunday was so lovely. They played Jerusalem and I hadn't heard it for 20 years.
Oh.
I used to watch Points of View with my grandma, and she used to watch it in silence.
Did she?
And just nod at the bits she agreed with.
Nodding ahead.
But that was a very Points of View. That was a very Points of View quote there.
Yeah, it was. Yeah.
Whoever that was.
Somebody's seething. In the house.
Yeah, someone is seething, and to be honest, if I cared that much, I would be annoyed that they released this over my darling MAP.
Yeah.
which I would want so much more.
Yeah.
So I
didn't think of it like that. I was just like, oh, cool, something new to look at. Oh my God, the monitor is beeping. Do you mind if I turn it off? Because it's going to drive me nuts. Oh no, it's come on again now.
But okay. My washing machine is going on in the background and has been for the last hour. So I'm so sorry if you do hear.
Yeah.
You may hear it when you come to edit. Okay.
Yeah.
But you love it.
Yeah.
How does Nia feel about niacinamide?
Anyway, I'm named after it.
Well, exactly.
So
that's
I love
your mum loved it.
Yeah, I was not upset. And because niacinamide is such a genius, such a miracle ingredient, I was just like, yeah, another way to get it into my skincare. Fab. I'm really happy.
Yes.
It didn't occur to me to be disappointed because niacinamide is so fantastic. So I like that I've just got this little powder container, and whatever I'm hydrating my face with, I get the tiniest little bit of powder in my scoop and just pop it in. And I've got a little niacinamide boost to my hydrator in the morning and in the evening. And I don't have to have a sticky product or an extra layer of product to, like, you know, make my skin even more oily and thick with product.
Yes.
Because it is, you know, I don't want anything, just hydrators at the moment. So just popping the little bit of powder, it makes the SDSM even more moisturizing to feel. It's,
does it really?
Yeah.
Oh man.
It makes it feel a little bit richer, and which is great. It's really nice. And it kind of feels really satisfying when it's dissolved, because it dissolves really, really quickly. And it's nice. I don't know, it's a tactile feeling and it's pleasant. Not like it when I use the ordinary 10%, which is an unpleasant experience physically because it's sticky. So the powder is nice. And I don't, you know.
I find that.
Karen.
No, you go for it.
So I find that, you know, the idea that, oh yeah, they're ripping us off because you know, you can get a lot more niacinamide for £1 if you just buy it in a Whole Foods shop or whatever. But like, I don't want that. I want a tiny little jar with a tiny little spoon.
Yes.
To have on my dresser.
Yes.
I don't want shitloads of it.
I like the tiny spoon.
Yeah, yeah. So I'm perfectly happy to pay £5 for 20 grams and have it in a little jar on my side. So, yeah, I'm really enjoying it.
Agreed. Okay. Maybe I'll go for it. I've actually run out of niacinamide, but I do. It's in my tretinoin at the moment, so I'm not panicking.
Yeah, you've got 4%, and that's all you need. You don't need more than that.
Yeah. And it's in my sunscreen as well, actually.
You've got it.
I have to say, I do like the serum, but the only thing it does remind me of is kind of PVA glue when you've, like,
it's tacky.
You know, you put just a sort of layer on.
Yeah.
It's tacky, but I find it dries very quickly and feels like I'm very aware of the film.
Yeah,
of it.
Yeah.
So
it's,
if you want a product that sort of sinks into your skin, it's not the sort of thing I would recommend. So perhaps that is the way forward, really.
Yeah,
a little
it
bit
is,
of niacinamide
yeah.
powder.
Mm. I'm totally enjoying it because it turns niacinamide from a chore into something that, you know, it just dissolves in and is gone.
Yeah.
Fine. Yeah.
Well, that's interesting.
So, you know, well,
hopefully they will come out with some new stuff. And
it would be lovely if they did and shut everyone up. Everyone's pissed off.
It would shut everyone up because clearly people are annoyed, aren't they?
A bit cheesed off, yeah. They are.
Yeah,
but
I
guess, you know,
but
COVID, then, you know, it's not easy to work at the moment, is it? Everyone's supposed to be working from home. I guess even lab people maybe find it hard to socially distance. I don't know.
Yeah, and it's like the nuts and bolts of things, you know, like you know, getting everything prepared for distribution and delivery and all of that, all of the extra problems that come with that as well.
Yeah.
I just think it's,
yeah,
I do feel sorry for
any brand,
company, anybody, yep, who's trying to deal with trying to pretend to be business as usual when it's clearly anything but, especially in the skincare industry where people's interest in skincare has just gone through the roof because they're spending ages looking at themselves in a Zoom meeting going, shit, you look like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. People just wanted to treat themselves because everything's been difficult.
Everything's been difficult and they just think, why not? And I was looking at myself in a Zoom meeting thinking, shit, like where my hyperpigmentation is, it just seems so much more pronounced at the moment. Oh. Which is mad because I'm getting way less sunlight. But there we go.
Oh, I love you.
Bitch. It's just normal, isn't it? We've got loads of new members of Skincare with Friends Facebook group. It's amazing.
Yeah, it's cool. A few Huns we've had to boot.
I have not actually had the pleasure of booting any Huns. That's
You'll enjoy that. It's nice.
I will enjoy it, although someone reported the Hun to me, so I did feel,
and you were like, Nia, there's a Hun. And I was like, don't worry, Natalie, they're gone. I've already got rid of the Hun.
I murdered her. She's dead. Do not try and sell. The thing is, these Huns are very clever with it because, you know, certain MLMs I'm totally aware of, and then other ones, they seem on the face of it very, kind of, you're not a boss babe, you are a woman who has your own skincare brand, you've just launched your own product, that's amazing, good for you. And then you read into it, I think there isn't even a website which says like, is this a pyramid scheme.com, and you go and search, and it has an A to Z of all of your most hated MLMs. But nightmare.
I think my least favorite one is the one that sells hair products to children. So I showed you that, didn't I?
Oh my god, yes, you showed me. Oh my god.
So it's children selling.
That targets children.
So children at pageants and cheerleading competitions are targeted to sell and recruit other children. Isn't that disgusting?
Yeah, and there's got to be something illegal there, surely.
Yeah, I know. It's the MLM your whole family can enjoy. I'm sure that was even written in the website.
Have you listened to the latest Last Podcast on the Left episode about
which one?
Jodi Arias?
No, I haven't, no.
I'm super interested in it anyway because when I lived in America and I'd come back and I'd heard about this woman from some sort of, you know, crime program. But when I went to New Orleans in 2013, she had her, appeal. So I started reading into it again, but listen to the last episode because it gets into MLMs as well. So it's quite interesting. There's a link.
It's quite fascinating, isn't it, in a way.
Utah, Salt Lake City. That's the thing that's what we're saying about a lot of these, you know, boss babes, all of those companies are owned by men.
Yeah, the people at the top.
Boss babe working for yourself.
No.
Never ever.
No, it's terrible.
It is terrible. So anyway, good work on the Hun booting.
Yeah, it was fun.
I don't know how hard is it to answer a question which says, are you selling anything?
I know, they don't answer it.
You know, the people that don't answer?
Yeah, I'm like, well,
you don't get let in, you guys.
Yeah, you know, you haven't answered it, so, you know, are we going to let you in? And, you know, sometimes I like their face and I go, oh, all right, then maybe you just didn't understand.
I do if they're not English speaking and I just think, you know what, you might not have seen that last question or whatever.
Yeah, maybe you didn't scroll down or, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. You guys can come in. Welcome.
Yeah.
If you fuck around, try and sell Tropic skincare.
It's Tropic, it's Tropic everywhere, isn't it? And the people are going, no, it's really good skincare. I'm like, no, I don't care.
The thing is, actually, There was one that was actually, the formulations aren't that bad. I can't remember who did a breakdown of it on their YouTube channel. I think it might have been Arbonne. Their stuff
I've used Arbonne actually, by accident before I knew it was an MLM, and it was really good. It was nice. But
It's really not that bad.
It's unethical.
But you are crushing the dreams of hundreds of women that have come before you to get your shitty holiday or Jeep or whatever they say that you're going to get after working for them for 6 months.
And the woman who sold it to me was like, made it out like it was, you know, like a skinceuticals kind of brand. I had no idea. I was like, oh yeah,
I got hunned totally when I had the cafe, and I was really tired, and this lovely American girl started talking to me. And at first I thought she might have been chatting me up, because the guy manager working at the cafe was like, she either fancies you or she's trying to sell you something. I was like, oh no, be nice. She's new here. She's just moved here from the States. And she's like, oh, do you get to get a coffee sometime? I was like, yeah, that would be lovely. So I had a coffee with her once, and then she pulled out her Arbonne handset. And I felt so bad. I know. And I felt really, really bad for her.
Like, you know, how does that make anybody's lives better to like have to sell to people?
The only thing is, I feel that it was in her eyes. She totally 100% lived it. Do you know what I mean? She wasn't even at the point where she was like, fuck this, I've really got to make enough money to cover my, you know, my outlay.
Yeah.
Whatever they make you buy, like 250 quid's worth of shite. Yeah. Including one of those, you know, horrible kind of yogurt drink things you drink. But I remember asking her questions about it, like, where is this made? She was like, formulated in Switzerland. And then you look at the limited company, I was like, that says Salt Lake City on it, you know?
Yeah, the home of all MLMs.
Yeah, spiritual home. Yeah, well, it has a lot to do. Anyway, the last podcast does touch on that, but have a listen. It's really good. But yeah, it does touch on the fact that there is a big link between Mormonism and MLMs.
Yeah.
It's really interesting.
Yeah, that is interesting. Right.
It is. Kind of like the cult following that Desi M has.
Yeah.
But way more healthy.
Well, you know. I'm not trying to I recruit someone like literally every day.
I think I've anti-recruited now because Lucy no longer wants to use
after
any
her
skincare
niacinamide related disaster.
I know, and now I just think, oh shit.
Oh, sorry Lucy.
Sorry.
We can fix Lucy. Can help you more.
But no, she just doesn't. The trust is gone.
Yeah.
The trust has gone.
She's like, Natalie thinks she's an amazing skincare person, but actually, she gave me some spots.
Right now.
Okay. So, Natalie, are you going to buy the niacinamide powder from The Ordinary? Yes or no?
I probably will, only because once I run out of my Dermatica, I will. I'm pleading with Dermatica to send me out hydroquinone again, the tretinoin, so I will have no more niacinamide in my products.
Yeah.
And I have SDSM.
Yeah.
So I'd like to mix it with that.
And see how it
feels. So yes, I will. Yeah, I will. Yeah. And it's a fiver. So of course.
I would buy it again. Yeah. I don't know if I'd recommend it to my...
You haven't gone through it already.
No. God, no. That's going to be a long while. But I don't know if I'd recommend it to a newbie friend. But, you know, I'd recommend it to someone who's really into skincare and wants to use an niacinamide for cheap.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Okay. Good.
Yeah. So, you know, I think we've run the gamut on this. Is that a phrase? Run the gamut?
I think it is.
Yeah.
That's
run the
correct,
gauntlet.
You've used it in the correct context. I don't know about that.
No,
I don't
that
know
doesn't
about
make any sense.
One.
Okay, so we've talked a lot about that, and so join us at our usual platforms for chatting and questions and etc. And thank you for listening to Skincare with Friends.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. I hate saying goodbye.
Welcome all the new members.
Welcome
I do as well.
Welcome to our skincare chat room. Thank you for joining us. And goodbye forever. I mean, goodbye.
We say until next week, but it's probably
until next
month.
Until
Let's do one before.
Yeah, please. Yeah, that would be lovely. You're going on holiday though, aren't you?
Yeah.
Yeah. After your holiday.
Oh, I need to Scotland for a week. Yeah.
They've got internet in Scotland, haven't they?
All right. They do, but I'm not going to use it.
Okay.
Ever. Oh, for the whole week.
No.
Yeah.
Thank you for listening. Bye.
All right, guys. Love you. Bye. Bye.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.